From JMI Wealth, Thursday morning. Andrew Kelleher, how are you?
I'm very well this morning, Mike.
It's been a very long time since we've had really good news out of Fletcher's, hasn't it?
It has. And they had an announcement yesterday to the NZX. So, you know, lots of distractions at the moment, isn't there, Mike? You've got this National Party leadership, you've got bars opening in Auckland, we've got no water. But I think, Fletcher Building yesterday shone a very real light on the economic landscape as we move out of this sort of active phase of coronavirus into this post-virus world. So we might have knocked the virus on the head, but now here's the aftermath. And this was a trading update to NZX yesterday. They talked about New Zealand, no revenues during lockdown at all. Australia, they received approximately 90% of their pre-COVID expectations. So that generated a $55 million loss through that period in New Zealand, but they broke even in Australia. Now, through that time, they had around 90% of their New Zealand employees on this thing, the company's bridging day program. But there are a few of bridging pay program. And there are a few really key comments from CEO Ross Sale yesterday. He said when they move to level three, and one presumes into level two, he noted that productivity has decreased and they've increased additional costs. So they're hitting about 80% of their expected revenues in New Zealand now, where they thought they would be. In Australia, doing a little bit better at 90%. And this is my question now. You do question whether or not they can generate a meaningful profit at those levels of revenues. Now, they talk about residential house sales have restarted. But certainly, this is another key aspect, I suppose, for people looking at the company. We have memory of all of those issues that they had around the International Convention Centre. They made the comment yesterday, no change to the construction provisions on legacy products at the moment. They're still working through what the delays and the lockdown will mean for cost and provisioning, etc. Now, the outlook. Now, this is the sobering bit. Lockdown and COVID will have, their words, a significant impact. They're expecting a sharp downturn in the financial year 2021 and potentially beyond. This is an environment of a shrinking economy, substantially reduced customer demand, and sustained lower levels of productivity. They see residential building consents falling around 30%. So the government may build 8,000 houses, but the total market could still be substantially smaller in terms of the residential consents coming online than it was. And commercial activity, Mike, and mark these words, Ross Taylor pointed to a reduced project timeline in commercial activity. Now, this echoes anecdotal stuff that we're hearing out in the market at the moment, that current commercial projects will finish, but then there's a hole. Now, the government infrastructure work will help, but it will take time to get started. So the commercial activity, commercial building, are looking at some problems through next year, unless the government infrastructure get up and going. And I suppose there is some doubt as to whether they will. And of course, they're resetting, they're restructuring 1,000 jobs here, 500 in Australia. Given the turmoil they've been, as you rightly point out, you can sort of understand them trying to stay on top of this and sort of going early, I suppose. Yes, very sobering.
Yeah, difficult days. So food, this is potatoes. I had some good potatoes, you know, little baby potatoes last week. And Katie had done them in some butter and some garlic and some herbs. Just absolutely delicious.
Yeah, but an 18% rise in the humble spud, Mike. $2.51 a kilo.
Well, she only served me two of them. See, we can't afford them anymore.
Well, food prices are up 4.4% in the last year. So, you know, you've got to ask yourself, why are food prices up 4.4%? That feeds into the CPI, so it's quite a big number. So we've had grocery food up 4.2%, meat, poultry and fish up 6.2%. So it's costing more to feed people. It is.
Don't know what's going on.
4.4% more than it was last year.
Don't know what's going on. Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 24,484, up 277 points, 1.14%. The S&P 500, 2966, up 1.5% as well. The NASDAQ, 9338, up 153 points, 1.7%. So good news there. FTSE 100, 6067, up 65. The Nikkei, 20,595, up 162. Shanghai Composite lost 15 points yesterday, 2883. Quiet in Australasia yesterday, the ASX 200 up 13, 5573. We lost 2 points in the NZX 50, 10,788. Kiwi dollar stronger. We're seeing levels we haven't seen since before the sort of major, before lockdown, against the US 0.6143, 0.9311 Aussie, 0.5591 Euro, 0.5019 pounds, 66.02 yen. Gold trading at $1,749.51, and Brent crude $35.76. So crude's gone up.
Good on you, mate. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz.